We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, before we get going here in the 8 o'clock hour, I just want to let people know we are giving away a dual number custom jersey signed by one of the gentlemen that you just spoke to here, Mark Clayton, and Mark Duper, plus a meet and greet with the March Brothers at Sinbad Sports in the shops at Pembroke Gardens this Saturday, 12 to 2. Go to SinbadSports.com for details. And to enter, text the word Sinbad, S-I-N-B-A-D, to 20357. That's Sinbad to 20357 for a chance to win.
Listen, great stuff. And one thing that the discussion, I think, has helped that with Jalen and Tyreek having such a great season, people are talking more about the Marx Brothers and what they did. So I think from that standpoint, it's been great. And people look at the numbers and stuff and you know, the old school, you had 70 catches and 1,300 yards and 18 touchdowns, and they're going, wow, holy smokes. Clayton had more touchdowns than both those guys in that one season, just to give you an idea, obviously, through a ton. I think, by the way, Dupe had 8 on the other side, Mark Duper, but had some great seasons, and hopefully we'll have Dupe on tomorrow and talk a little bit with him as well, and always entertaining. By the way, a lot of stuff going on in the NFL. We're going to jump into all of that stuff with, I can't say it enough. I watching all the news the last 2 days into Tom Brady and, you know, listen, man, he deserves all the stuff. I got a little old after a while yesterday, but I get it. And, you know, everybody that's ever talked to him had an opinion on him. Jeff Darlington is working 20-hour days and everything talking about Tom and the numbers and the Super Bowl rings. Listen, nobody stuffed the stat sheet in the NFL like he did. Not in the history of the NFL. Nobody has stuffed the stat sheet. And the stat sheet is really not just numbers, but 10 Super Bowl appearances, 7 Super Bowl championships, 35 playoff wins. I mean, the guy had a couple of seasons of playoff wins. Just. I mean, we're in a drought here, folks. 22 years. We haven't won one. He's got 35. So just to give you an idea, the 89,000, the 649 touchdown passes. I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, those numbers are never going to be broken, because you never know. But it's somebody better dig on, and if they do, they're going to have to dig into playing close to till their age of 45. Pretty much stay healthy. Brady had the 1 year that he was out the whole season. Matter of fact, they changed the damn rule after that, the hitting quarterbacks low, which is now illegal.
You know what's funny about that? We talk about different eras of the NFL. You can watch. They had videos of Brady from early in his career, and you can see how much different the rules were. There's a clip of him getting his head knocked off. I don't know if you've seen that one where he kind of goes to slide, and the guy, his helmet ends up like 20 yards behind him. I mean, those kinds of things. Like, now you do that, and you're
well. He just
suspended,
caught.
But like that was the game when he's played for so long that he was in like different eras of the NFL.
So, listen, and I'm all for, you know, I get it, the money now and protecting quarterbacks and their importance to the game and good quarterback play, and we saw it in the ratings, right? We just the greatest example is the game we just had.
60 million viewers
to watch Pat and Joe, Patrick and Joe. I'm not saying, I mean, it's a lot more, and they need teammates.
Is it, though?
Yeah, it is.
I think that's a huge part of it, man.
I agree, it's a huge part, but
that's why people tune in. They want to see the quarterbacks. They want to see the people they know. You know, I mean, the rest of the guys are there, but that's the show. So it's those quarterbacks.
No, I don't, Woody. I believe me, I don't disagree. And what Tom Brady has done has just been tremendous. I don't know if anybody will ever. We just saw him fall off, right? Peyton Manning. You feel like Peyton Manning, if it wasn't for his shoulder, would have played forever too, right? He's another guy looked like he would have played forever.
That guy couldn't throw the ball 10 yards at the end of it.
Drew Brees. Look at Drew Brees. Just, you know, said, that's it.
But none of those guys won consistently like Brady did, though. That's the other thing.
They got one or two championships, right? One or two. We got Aaron Rodgers.
Different teams. Aaron Rodgers.
Had some great teams. He's won one championship.
Drew Brees had one, right?
Drew had...
Did he have one?
One down here for sure. I don't know if he had a...
But none of these guys have had anywhere near the success of Tom Brady.
No. No, it's... listen, the run, the league, you said it so well. So the league was not set up for one team to dominate that long. It wasn't. It wasn't set up for one team to basically dominate. And that's why the league has the draft and, you know... If you suck, you get the high picks, and if you're really good, you pick down at the bottom, and everybody's playing with the same money, and you know, and they grab your guys, and oh God, Belichick got Wes Welker, and he got Randy Moss from the Raiders, and you know, and they had a run there, and he had a lot of different runs, but the one consistent thing was that guy playing quarterback for sure. By the way, speaking of quarterback news, and we're gonna have Charles Davis join us here, we think. In a couple of minutes. I don't know if I messed him up. I really screwed up a lot of things. I went in the booking business last night, and I really nicely put it, pooped the bed on with the time
difference.
You did
fine. You did fine. I don't know. You got this itch to call everyone yesterday, and
well,
you did well. Everyone got back
was
to you.
Coffee related on,
yeah,
on everything.
Yeah, you were a little out. You got after yesterday.
But so Tua got cleared on the concussion protocol for a new start, and I think it's great. I do. Now we can put that, the concussion thing. You know, the concussion thing's not going away. I was talking to Dave Hyde. He said, listen, it's not going away. But at least it's not thrown in your face that why somebody, oh, he's still in the, like, why is he still in it, right? But besides that, and a fresh start for Tua, and he knows he's going to get another shot to try to stay healthy. I know you can't control it and try to get in close to a full season this year. But he also went out and got a new agent. He let Lee Steinberg go, who I've known for a long time, back in Cal Berkeley guy. And they got a new group. So, as you said, Woody, you only get an agent for one reason, right? If you're in the middle of a contract, you don't get a new agent. And Tua is trying to – and I'm curious to see – There are some people that have come on with this, said, it's $24 million. It's not a big number. Just pick it up because of the quarterback shortage out there. I am curious about that. What's your gut feeling? They got to do it before May 1st. They got a little bit of time here. But they can pick it up anytime they want if they want to pick up that fifth-year option. Or do they do what Daniel Jones happened to him? They said no.
Just let him play.
Just play it.
It's risky.
What's it risky for?
His head to pick up that option.
Oh, I'm sorry. You risky
yeah,
the other
I mean,
way.
It's, but, like, here's the thing, though, Joe. In reality, are you going to find someone better? Are you going to have a better option? Even, let's say he misses five or six games next season and he's able to keep playing. You know, again, I don't know how many more of these he can take and keep playing. I don't want to play doctor here, but I don't know that there's going to be a better situation for you out there. You're not going to be bad enough or you're going to get a top quarterback.
Listen.
You want to go the Jimmy G type route?
Jimmy G's damaged goods too. He's always damaged. So listen, we'll get more into that a little bit. Charles Davis, NFL analyst for CBS Sports, and also at the Senior Bowl, I believe he's on the call. If I'm not mistaken, he's been on the call. He's done the game the last few years. We'll
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We'll talk to Charles coming up in just a moment. All right, welcome back. Yeah, we've got the Senior Bowl going on, and we're very lucky to have Charles Davis join us, NFL analyst for CBS Sports. And now on the NFL Network, he'll be a part of the broadcast Saturday, 2:30 Eastern, for another Senior Bowl where so many great players have played through the years. And Charles, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Joe. How about yourself?
Man, I'm doing great. And listen, I'm selfish as can be, like every other NFL city. We got a second-round pick and 2 third-round picks. We need to find some starters. You just can't do it through free agency. We don't have the money. And it puts these kind of games, makes them so much more important with the up-close coverage and meeting with these guys to find a couple of players at this thing. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. So you know the Dolphins staff, Chris Greer's GM, and all the scouting staff, coaches, everyone that they brought. I know that they're working like mad. And, you know, when you're here in Mobile, Joe, I don't know if you've been down here for this thing, but it is wash, rinse, repeat. You wake up in the morning, you say, God, it's been a year, huh? And I'm right back here again. And it's the same activity. Right. You pass coaches bustling off to meetings. Everybody trying to grab something quickly as before they go back into meetings. They come out of meetings. They head to the practice field. You watch 2 practices. They come back. They're watching practice tape to go over things. They're comparing notes. They're having interviews with kids. It is just – and, you know, look, the good old days when you did this, right, you brought the head coach and the scouting people and what have you. Now – I ran into someone from the team the other day, from a team the other day, and I said to the person, oh, I'm seeing your team personnel. You're here. What do? Team psychologist.
Wow.
You know, wanting to be involved. They're going to have that person involved in the meetings with the kids and what have you. Now, I don't think that's a new and a novel concept, Joe, but it just tells me the depth of it, because not only did I meet that person from another team, I met a nutritionist who's here for these things.
Yeah.
So
wow.
Everyone's trying to be in depth, I guess is my point. And we are really in depth on these things.
So Charles, I got to ask you a question. It's been driving me nuts. And we just had it with Mike Gesicki, who's been a really good pass receiver, Look, he didn't get to play a lot. I mean, he didn't get – his snaps are way down. He ended up with 30-something catches. So I'm watching these guys yesterday on TV, Luke Musgrave and the rest of these guys. Oh, great pass receivers, not great blockers. And so is the league going back, or is it just Mike McDaniel looking for guys that can block more? They're more important than these pure oversized pass receivers. Are we seeing a difference, or is it just team to team?
No, it's, I wish everyone luck trying to find blocking tight ends. I wish everyone luck. They just don't exist, Joe.
Yeah.
And that's not a slam. That's just a reality. Why, if you watch a college football game, spend a weekend immersing yourself in college football, for those who are hearing us, if you haven't before, and count the number of tight ends that you see that have any real prominent action on a college football field.
Yeah.
It's rare.
Right.
We have a lot of spreads, the whole deal. I made the point yesterday, and I believe I'm on track. A lot of these college tight ends will be better pros in terms of production than they will ever be in college. Because in college, with the spreads and how the people maneuver in the football, the people out wide on the perimeter, the tailback in the spread offense, they're going to be the primary people. Plus, the quarterback's going to run the ball. So there's not a lot, you know, your numbers keep dwindling on your opportunities to touch the football. So if you're a true tight end and blocking, you know, in these spreads, you're not blocking when you're on the field very much. You're going out to catch the ball.
Right.
And most NFL teams are asking their tight ends to be catchers first, blockers second. So, you know, if Mike McDaniel is telling the world, hey, I need someone who can block or what have you, okay, more power to him. But you're going to have to develop that more so than you're going to draft it. I mean, it's a rarity. I mean, the Gronks of the world, right? You know, Pat Freiermuth from Pittsburgh might come as close to that. Coming out of Penn State where you know, they ran the ball a little bit more. If you can find an Iowa tight end who can play, okay, you know that they're going to have to block because that's the way they run the football. But it's just not that many of them out there. Even the ones that we have here that we're oohing and aahing over, they're not a bunch of blockers here.
Yeah.
They, you know, blocking is much more – you're asking, are they willing to do it?
Right, know? Right.
Much that's more than one. You're saying, are they actual mashers at the line of scrimmage?
So the Dolphins right now I don't believe have anybody under contract at the running back position, and I think they'd love to find somebody in the second or third round with one of those three picks. Is there going to be a lot of running backs in this draft coming out, and maybe even at the Senior Bowl you could get in one of those rounds?
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it. And, you know, Rashawn Johnson was a backup to Bijan Robinson at Texas, a former quarterback. We were really excited to see him, you know, a little bit over 6 feet tall, 225 pounds, broke his hand, Joe. So we're not going to see him the rest of the week, okay? Chase Brown from Illinois, I think he was the second leading rusher in the nation last year, about 215. He's here. If you want a pass catcher, Evan Hull out of Northwestern, he's here playing. I think Cameron Peoples from Appalachian State, 215 pounds. A lot of people want to go with a Derrick Henry comparison. Take that and throw it in the trash, okay? Derrick Henry's like 250, okay? This kid's a big back. You know, he's rocked up and he runs hard, finishes runs. Much more of a straight up and down runner. Remember how Eric Dickerson ran straight up and down,
yep,
but people still bounced off of him?
Yep.
Eric Dickerson is a unicorn if you're going to run straight up and down in the NFL. You run straight up and down in the NFL, you're knocked off your feet pretty quickly. He's got to learn to run behind his pads a little bit more. Eric Gray from Oklahoma, a transfer from Tennessee, combo kid, nice ball player. Anyone who watched the Cotton Bowl, you remember Tyjae Sharpe?
Yes.
From Tulane, just chewed up USC. Smaller back, can catch it. But let me tell you something, he's got some grit in him now. He got run over on a pass rush drill by a linebacker yesterday from Jackson State. Okay, the kid that came over who played there for Dion. I'm going to pluck his name here in a minute. Aubrey Miller. Run over, Joe, like whoosh, okay? Kid jumps up off the ground and calls for Miller to come. Let's do this again. We're going again right now. And Miller came in, and he, you know, it was a big collision, and Sharp hung in there and battled. The rest of the drill, Joe, Sharp made sure he inserted himself when Miller's turn came up.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I got you.
Get out of the way. Is it? No. This is my shot. I might go. The rest of the drill. I love when I see certain things like that. But if you want a guy just going to run you into submission, Chris Rodriguez from Kentucky. He's one of those. Remember when Benny Snell came out of Kentucky and Kentucky was beating people up with a big offensive line and the running back, and they called it Benny Snell football because in the fourth quarter, you know, he would just ice the game away. Rodriguez is a back that's very similar to that. And the best pass catcher to me is Kenny McIntosh out of Georgia. He catches the ball so easily, you would think he's a receiver.
Yeah. Wow, from down here, too. Great, great story. By the way, I want to ask you about one quarterback. I'm going to let you go. They're always looking for that sleeper. Tyson Bagent. What are your thoughts on the quarterback from, what is it, Shepherd College?
Shepherd in West Virginia. Project. Like the kid. I talked to two or three different personnel people who all like him, like his personality, like his work ethic. He could have very easily gone in the portal, gone to a Division I school. But I think he made the right move to stay because playing is way better than going. You know, there was talk of him going to Maryland. I don't think he would have beaten out Talia, you know, Tungavaloa. All right. There's something about him going to West Virginia. JT Daniels was there who had transferred in. Don't go there and sit on the bench. Smart move on this kid's part. Stay and throw. And so, you know, with all those throws, there's got to be something there. With all those records, there's got to be something there. But, Joe, the speed changes. The West Virginia Athletic Conference, no one runs like when they run here at the Senior Bowl. and that's receivers running for you. That's running backs running away from you. That's corners covering. That's safeties coming down on the football. That's pass rushers coming at you. He's adjusting to that. But he's got a nice loose arm to him. And two or three good teams have mentioned to me, if we have everything we're looking for, you might take a flyer on him in the sixth or the seventh.
Wow.
And see if you can develop him. But the idea that at this game right here, Joe, that you're going to get your next starter, Hendon Hooker is hurt, so he's not participating. I take him out of the mix for that reason. He could be that guy. I don't think that starter's here. Tyson Bagent, Max Duggan, Clayton Tune, Jake Hayner, Jaron Hall from BYU, Malik Cunningham from Louisville. Nice kids. They're going to get looks. I'd be surprised if anyone would draft any of them to be a starter early in their career.
Wow. Charles, the story continues. We have a shortage of quarterbacks in the National Football League.
The ones that are going to come in are just not here, Joe. You know, Bryce Young's going to come in and play right pretty early.
Yes.
C.J. Stroud's going to come in and play. Will Levis is going to come in and play. They're just not here at the Senior Bowl. They're not at any bowl. They don't need to be anywhere. They're pretty well cemented. But I don't know that we're taking quarterbacks like we normally do, 1, 2, 3 right at the top. It'll be a battle about Chicago. Will someone trade up? And then at 2, Houston starts the bidding. Because I'm pretty sure they're going to take a quarterback. Which one? And then we'll see how it rolls from there.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Hey, Charles, thank you so much, man. I know you're super busy getting prepared for this game coming up Saturday. So thank you so much, buddy. I appreciate it.
Of course, Joe. Always great to talk with you. Thanks for having me. You take care of yourself. We'll talk soon, I'm sure.
You got it. All right. Charles Davis, NFL analyst, CBS Sports, and going to be part of the TV broadcast on NFL Network Saturday at 2:30 for another Senior Bowl for people who are watching to see if we have any matches with players and the Miami Dolphins. That's all I do. All right, so listen, we got a lot more stuff to get to here coming up. Pete Prisco going to join us, and we got all kinds of NFL stuff to get to with Pete. There's always a zillion stories going on. Heat and Knicks tonight as well. Another big game for the Heat, who we said it was a matter of time. I said it. We're going to be 10 games over 500 in no time, 29-23 on the season against the Knicks tonight on the road, 27-25. We got a lot more stuff coming up, so we'll have in just a moment. But first, I want to take a minute to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Trained and certified technicians, more than 100 trucks on the road, 7 days a week. Listen, any kind of air conditioning problem you have, we come out quickly. And then if it's down and it's not going to wake up, we got new air conditioning units right now ready to go for you. So we don't have to order them. We have them. Hey, same with the plumbing company, man. It's 7 days a week with licensed and experienced plumbers. Listen, the plumbing company also 7 days a week. for all your daily plumbing problems inside and outside. I've had both. They've been great about coming out. We're also the water heater kings of South Florida. You know how you become a water heater king? Well, this is what. You got to have box trucks filled with all-size Rheem water heaters. You have to have them in stock for every size according to how big and how big your water heater is and how many you need. Not a problem. Again, we have them in stock, ready to go for you. Same-day installation. That's the goal every day at around-the-clock air conditioning and plumbing. Whether it's air conditioning or the plumbing side, financing plans, easy. We're going to take good care of you, man. 855-PLUMBER. It's 855-PLUMBER. Family-owned. Eric and the boys over there doing a great job. Check out ATC's Google reviews. They have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.4 out of 5 rating.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'll tell you, this the league never sleeps, man. Even waiting for a Super Bowl, it's still rolling. Pete Prisco from CBS Sports joins us this morning. Pete, how are you, bud?
Good. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing okay. I'm trying to figure out, and I know some people are starting to get a little tired of it, but what the hell's Vic Fangio doing? He was in, he's sort of in, then he tells a few people, hey, I'm not that in yet. I didn't sign it. What's going on with Vic Fangio? A lot of people still think it's going to happen, but any idea?
Well, I think he made a commitment to Sean Payton last year that if they both got back in, that if he got back in, he was going to go with them. That was one of the issues. And so, you know, now there's a talk, you know, does he renege on that word? And, you know, he made a promise to him. So if he's going to renege on it, I mean, I think you got to look at it and say, hey, look, he's going to, you know, be true to his word. So I think that's a possibility. Then there's the San Francisco possibility as well. And then Miami. And I heard, you know, that was more of his agent who committed 100% to the Dolphins rather than him. So we'll see.
I mean, yeah, look, no, I figured that.
Everybody wants.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and if it's not signed, you know that. If we've seen guys reverse course in free agency even before the thing is signed. So, you know, that's the thing about all this stuff getting out so quickly. Is the fact that it wasn't signed, and he's got options now. So I think that's why he's taking his time. Look, if Miami gets him, that's a great signing. He's a hell of a football coach and a hell of a defensive coordinator, and we know they need that.
Yeah, so I guess the only thing I just follow up, because I can't remember it happening, where a guy was fired as head coach a year earlier and comes back to be the defensive coordinator on the same team. Usually when you get fired, there's a little bad blood with – I know it's a new organization, but – just the same group. A lot of guys just want to get a fresh start and get the hell out of there and send my checks to wherever I'm living. We don't see that very often for him to potentially go back, right, to where he was the head coach.
That would be weird. And I get it. I think that's why it's, you know, when you look at it, there's still some, you know, decisions that need to be made. Because, I mean, if you're Sean Payton, do you want him to go there and be your defensive coordinator when he was the head coach there? And as good a defensive coordinator as he is, that's still an awkward situation. So yes. I would understand that. But, you know, San Francisco's in play as well. And you know, he's been there and coached there before, so I think that would make some sense too.
Well, Pete, I know I do this all the time, I think, since I've known you. Matter of fact, I think when I see you, I always go, well, shortage of quarterbacks, here we go again. The big winner this offseason by far – no matter what anybody out there thinks of, because I get people ripping every day, Derek Carr is going to be the big winner when we get rolling with this shortage of quarterbacks. Do you agree with that?
He will be a starter. I don't know if he's going to be a big winner in terms of mega contracts or anything, but he will be a starter somewhere. And you know, look, you're right. Look at this, the starting quarterback situation in the AFC, in the NFC South.
Ooh.
The Bucs don't have one. The Saints really don't have one. The Falcons have a third-round quarterback, you know, in Ritter, who was a rookie last year. And then Carolina doesn't have one. So, yeah, he's going to end up with a job, and he's going to end up as a starter somewhere. The question becomes with a guy like Carr, and you know this, are you a win-with or a win-because-of? And he's always a win-with guy. You know, he's not. There only is so many win because of guys, and when you have the win because of guys, you're going to have sustainable success like the Chiefs and the Bengals and the Bills, and now Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence, and you know the Chargers will be around with Herbert. But if you don't have that guy, you got to hope everything goes perfectly. You got to be able to play great defense. You got to get the ball turned over. You can't make mistakes. You got to be able to run the ball. And he's one of those guys, I think. So I don't necessarily think he's in that group. You know, he's in that Kirk Cousins, Derek Carr, Ryan Tannehill. You know, some people would say two is in that group. Can you win because of them, or do you win with them? And I think he's more of a win with.
Well, now the San Francisco thing. They're saying, Jimmy G, hey, get healthy, and God bless you. Good luck with your next place. Purdy's trying to make the – if it's Tommy John – your season is over, by the way. And Trey Lance coming back. All of a sudden, the 49ers don't look so good at quarterback.
And, you know, there was talk that they were going to go make the play for Brady to bring him back home. And you know, that's now out the window. At least today it is. Anyways, you never know with that guy. But I think you're right. They have problems. But, again, if you go back to what the 49ers did, you gave away all those assets. You committed to Trey Lance. He was your guy. You went up and traded to go get him. Make him a guy.
Yeah.
If Purdy can't play, and you're right. I mean, if that's Tommy John surgery, I can't imagine he plays during the season at all. Then you know, Trey Lance is your quarterback, and that's the guy you went to go get. And look, Trey Lance didn't really get much time last year to show what he could do. And it's not like it's an offense that doesn't have stars all around it and make it easy on the quarterback. And so I think, yeah, you play with Trey Lance and go from there.
So I don't know if I'm going to talk to you next week. You see this Super Bowl as a good one, not to jump the gun here. I know it's next week. Or do you expect a tight ball game, or could this be a blowout? Is Philadelphia that good?
I don't think it's going to be a blowout because of Mahomes. I mean, that's the reason it won't be a blowout. He'll keep his team in the game. You know, but you're right. The Eagles' offensive line is just a brute force, and they can run the ball and they make it easy on the quarterback, and he can make the big time throws to those outside receivers. But there's something to be said about the Chiefs, and the Chiefs do have a game wrecker. You know, you gotta, if you're going to win a Super Bowl, you got to have a Chris Jones type game wrecker, and they have that. Frank Clark shows up in the big game, so they have an edge rusher who can do it. The question becomes, can their secondary, which is young, hold up? And then on the other side of the ball, the Eagles have 70 sacks, 70. You know, they're two off the record. They had 29, by the way, for all Dolphin fans out there who have no hope, they had 29 last year, the Eagles. So they you can improve that side of the ball quickly in terms of rushing the passer. And I think when you look at them, if you can, you know, get out of the third and long situations, then I think you can have success against them as well, because I do think they're beatable if you do throw the football against them. So, I think the Eagles are the favorite for a reason, but I think the Mahomes factor always plays into it. So I'm probably leaning to the Chiefs, but you're right. It's going to be a tough, tough game.
So Pete, I got to ask, we got two openings left, and a lot of people are watching to see which way this goes with the Colts and the Cardinals. What do you think happens? Who do you think ends up getting those jobs? You have a feel one way or the other?
You know, Peyton Manning pushed for Brian Callahan in Indianapolis, and I know that, you know, the offensive coordinator for the Bengals, and you know Jimmy Ursay listens to Peyton Manning and respects him. So I think there's a possibility for him there. Aaron Glenn's going back for a second interview. I think Aaron Glenn will end up with one of the two jobs. I really do. I think, you know, you saw the success of what happened with Dan Campbell. You know, D'Amico Ryans is now going in as the next player back in Houston. And I think, you know, if you can hire a defensive coach, even though you have it, like if you have Kyler Murray, you can still hire a defensive coach, provided you're okay with who the offensive coordinator is. And you know this, Joe, being the coach doesn't mean you have to oversee the one side of the ball, or the other. It's managing players, managing coaches, and let the coaches coach. It's not, everybody makes such a big deal. Oh, how was he calling plays? That's not what that position's about. That position is about managing the roster, managing egos, managing your coaches, and relating to your players. And, you know when to push and when to pull back. And it's not X's and O's. That's a bonus if you get that from your head coach. But I don't think that's a necessary thing to be a head coach in the NFL.
What's going to happen with Brian Flores? There for a while looked like he might have three or four defensive coordinator jobs, and are saying he'd be perfect with his discipline for the Arizona Cardinals. Everything kind of got quiet on Brian Flores.
Yeah, and I wonder if people are scared off by the suit. I think Brian Flores is going to get another chance eventually, and I think he should. I mean, look, you look at his record. You know his record down there wasn't that bad, and there was just a lot of infighting. And I think he got too caught up in being more like Belichick than being more like Brian Flores, and I think that hurt him. But he's going to get another shot. He's going to be a defensive coordinator again, and he'll get another head coaching job. And probably should. And, because, look, it wasn't awful in Miami when he's there. People act like it was terrible. It wasn't terrible.
No, it wasn't. It was and actually his defense was really good when he was here. It's, I think, a lot more had to do with the offense side of the ball, but the relationship stuff, I don't know if he learned from some of that stuff and be himself and, as you said, not try. I don't know why all of Belichick's guys, black and white, all feel like they got to have some Belichick in them. That's like Don Shula. Yeah, like, nobody else could coach like, yeah, Don Shula could get away with that. But you can't. You don't have a resume. Right. Don't do it.
Right. It's like, I remember when Kevin Gilbride was an offensive coordinator in Jacksonville and got the job as the Chargers head coach. Kevin Gilbride wasn't like that. He tried to be like Coughlin. You can't do that. It's not be who you are. I actually had a conversation with Flores about that last year at the Combine. I said, look, I've been around this league a long, long time, Brian. I go, next time you're a head coach, be you. Because he's a good guy, Brian Flores. Be you. And, I think he said, yeah, I there's a lot of things I have to take from that first chance of being a head coach and move forward and understand that there were mistakes made. He gets it. And, it didn't help that there was the backstabbing in with the defensive coordinator and everybody else in that building. And, the offensive coaches, you got to hire good coaches. If you don't hire a good coach, you're going to have problems.
I wanted to ask you, I saw the Dolphins did get rid of Josh Boyer, got rid of a couple of other defensive coaches. If a Vic Fangio comes in and let's say he didn't want to keep any of the coaches, like, hey, we really like this guy. And he goes, well, I kind of got my own guy for that job. Does he win? Is that something that's put into that contract when he comes to town, or does he just inherit like a couple of coaches because the Dolphins organization likes him?
You got to work that out when you're taking the deal.
Yeah.
That's something that you work out. Like if I'm negotiating with Mike McDaniel and I say, look, I'm more than willing to take this money and take this job. But if I'm coming here, I'm bringing my guy to run the defensive line. I'm bringing my guy here. And they say, whoa, I got my guy. You're going to have to work this out with me. And then you negotiate and you say, okay, I'll keep him and you get him. That kind of thing. I think that's what you do. And because you don't want – and you were there. You were in the building. You don't want coaches going against the head coach or the defensive coordinator. And that happened in Miami. There was a big friction in that building with Boyer and Flores and other guys on that staff. That became a problem for them.
That's correct.
And so I think you know that, and they don't want that to kind of bleed over. Look, one thing that tears apart NFL teams and front offices and coaching staffs and even in the locker room, egos. And everybody has an ego. And the one thing you see the coach and a GM, they're smiling. We're going to make this thing work. And then as soon as they start making it work, one of them starts trying to take the credit for more than the other guy. And the other guy starts complaining, you're not coaching the guys I drafted right. And the coach starts complaining, you're not drafting the guys I need. And next thing you know, they're going at it. And there's a fight for power. It's no different in the coaching staff. And in the locker room, egos destroy NFL teams, and it's happened many a time.
That sounds like Jeff Ireland and Joe Philbin right off the top, but there's been a whole bunch of combos here that have did exactly what you were just talking about, where it got really ugly. Before I let you go,
You know what they should say, Joe?
Yeah.
You're making $5 million a year. I'm making $8 million a year. Let's work together as long as we can to make this damn thing work. We're idiots. Yeah. What the hell are we doing?
100%. 100%. I don't disagree with that. So I did this a long time ago when Marino retired. And I go, 61,000 yards and four. Nobody's ever going to touch those numbers. And now Tom Brady has taken it to a new level. Does anybody ever again get to 89,000 passing yards and 649 touchdown passes?
I used to say that Shula's record was unbreakable. Well, it isn't anymore.
Nope.
I mean, I thought that nobody would break that record because he started so young. and he won so many games. And now you look at Belichick, and he's going to chase him down. And so, and you know, they play more games now, so it's a little easier too. But as far as the Brady record, here's the problem with that. These guys now make so much money, that by the time you get to age 35, are you going to want to keep going? Or you want to keep pushing for it? Like, Mahomes would have a chance to break them all if he played the same amount of years. I think he would break them all. But does he have the desire and the want to and the drive when he's made tons and tons of money? You know, Brady made $333 million in his career. These guys are going to go soaring past that.
Yes.
And so does he have the drive and desire to do what Brady did to get the ability and the chance to break the record? And I don't think they will. That's the difference. If he wanted to, if Mahomes wanted to and play that long, he could and he would. But I don't think they'll want to. And I think that's where the difference between Brady and the rest of those guys is.
Pete, it's always great having you. I appreciate you finding time here on a Thursday. You take care and have a great day.
You got it, Joe. Take care.
All right. Pete Prisco from CBS Sports NFL joining us this morning. We got 9 o'clock hour coming up, so stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.